to you by Puffin.
The Last Firefox by Lee Newbery, read by Callum Scott-Howells.
Chapter 1.
I'm being chased to my death by a goose, and it's all Lippy's fault. If it wasn't for her and her crazy ideas, I wouldn't be in this mess. Take the pebble game, for example. She came up with it months ago after reading about families hiding pebbles in parks for other families to find. First, you paint a pebble, and when you find another one out in the world, you swap it for your own so someone else can find it. And so the game goes on. Well, Lippy decided we needed to do our own version. And when Lippy decides something, Rue and I have no choice but to play along. We take it in turns to hide a painted pebble somewhere around Bryn Castell, where we live, and post a clue in our group chat. The first person who finds it keeps the pebble and gets to hide theirs next. It was fun, at first, but then Lippy's hiding places started getting more, well, let's just say, imaginative. Only 2 weeks ago, Rue had to ask the man at the pet stall in the market to scoop Lippy's pebble out of one of the fish tanks. Before that, I had to rummage through a ball pit at the indoor play area in town while little kids bounced on my head. So when Lippy sent her latest clue, Rue and I weren't exactly scrambling to get to the pebble first. You will find it in the House of Ducks. I don't know how she comes up with this stuff. Rue took one look at me and shook his head.
You can have this one.
It took a lot of deciphering, but I finally decided that the nesting box on the edge of the lake in the park was the only place in the whole of Bryn Castell that Lippy could possibly mean by the House of Ducks. The nesting box is a small wooden hut built on a platform just a little way out on the lake. It's basically a mansion for ducks. All I had to do was hop onto the platform, lean through the tiny doorway and grab Lippy's pebble.
Sounds easy, eh?
And it was. To begin with, I made sure there were no ducks around and leaped onto the platform. Then I got down on all fours and poked my head through the doorway. It was quite cozy inside, if a bit smelly. Lots of hay and other duck stuff. And there, nestled in the hay, was the pebble. It was perfectly circular and smooth, and painted on it was the sun, with warm yellow rays rippling outwards. Ha! My joy was short-lived. I was just reaching out to pick it up when I heard a nasty-sounding hiss from outside. My whole body tensed, and I slowly retreated out of the wooden box, bottom first. Until today, I didn't really have much of an opinion on geese. I know swans can be vicious with their twisty, never-ending necks and wings that can break your arm with a single beat, but I've never really given geese a lot of thought. Well, now I know the truth. Geese are the most fearsome beasts to roam the earth. This particular goose was enormous. It was definitely the boss goose. It had beady black eyes full of rage and a mouth full of tiny serrated spikes for teeth. It fixed me with its glare and very slowly, very menacingly said, "Honk!" I let out a whimper. I had to get out of there. As though it had read my thoughts, the goose stretched up high and extended its wings. It started beating them powerfully and lunged at me. I screamed and dived for the muddy bank a meter or so away, and missed. Turns out that reversing out of a duck house butt first is a guaranteed way of messing with your senses. I completely misjudged where I was and leaped in the wrong direction. Instead of the ground, my feet found water, and I went under. The cold was a shock. I don't like the cold. I like pyjamas that have just come out of the tumble dryer and socks with a little bit of extra fluff. Well, the lake had no extra fluff. It had extra gunk and slime and sludge. Oh, yeah, but zero fluff. I broke the surface, gasping for air, with a lily pad stuck to my face. Then something soft hit my cheek and bounced into the water like somebody was throwing marshmallows at me. I peeled away the lily pad and stayed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?